Hundreds of chiropractors gathered outside the Capitol to let legislators know they don't like a bill that could affect their bottom line. Chiropractors and a couple of patients rallied before a public hearing on the bill they oppose. It would allow certain health plans, which would not have to offer all the state mandated benefits. Russ Leonard of the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association says the bill discriminates against their profession in favor of other medical services insurance companies do cover.
I know the importance of chiropractic benefits, and I know you'd see your chiropractor whether there were chiropractic benefits in your insurance policy or not, but you know damn well that you have a right to those benefits, and we're here to protect them.
At the public hearing, Representative Bonnie Ladwig described the bill as a way to reduce employers' high health costs. She also defended the bill against its attackers. The Racine Republican says just because chiropractic services would not be a required benefit under the bill doesn't mean they wouldn't be offered. She says if consumers demand such treatment and get medical benefit from it, insurance plans will likely cover it.
Chiropractors have long argued that they provide cost-effective health care. If that were the case, the chamber plans would be wise to include it in their services.
If the bill becomes law, three chambers of commerce could set up self-funded health plans for 5 years as part of a pilot project. Because the health groups are self-funded, the plans would not be subject to state mandates on what is covered. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.